warnings coming into Acapulco. Obviously, we're all aware of the hurricane and the devastation and some of the things that have happened to the city that are very unfortunate. But I feel like the whole point of us coming here and being here is bringing something positive to Acapulco, and I think that's all what all of us players are focusing on.
Hi, Ben. Kevin Sandoval from Grupo Radio Centro. How do you start this 2024? You have already two semifinals. You are playing well. So which are your goals in this year? Do you think in top 10? Do you think in give this next step? How do you visualize this 2024?
Yeah, short term, I don't have too many result-based goals. The ones that I do have, I try to keep between me and my team. I definitely have many parts of my game that I want to improve this year, and including my net game coming forward, return a serve, and just becoming a better player all around. I think that if I accomplish those things, then the results will come. So those are the things that I'm really focusing on.
Hi, Ben. Arturo from Tennis Point China. That was the first tough battle, I think, between you and Evans. What tactical and mental changes did you make to get that win? And what do you think about the conditions of this course in Acapulco?
Yeah, I really like the courts here. I think it's great conditions for tennis. It's warm, the ball is bouncing, it's fast, it's humid, but not too humid. So I think it's a really good environment for tennis, playing on that central stadium. Sorry, what was your other question?
Yeah, the tactical changes you had to make to get the win.
Yeah, I think I definitely had to change a few things in my game, bring in my targets, start playing a bit more through the center of the court, and just try to increase my level of consistency until I started feeling comfortable. I also had to just increase my intensity because I was making a lot of errors at the beginning of the match, kind of spraying the ball around the court and not really finding a rhythm. So those were the things I was focusing on.
Thank you.
Hi, Ben. Andres Silvas from Fox Sports. 30 years ago, your father went to the quarterfinals here in Acapulco. So are you excited? Because you are one win away to do the same.
Yeah, that's a really cool stat, actually. I didn't know that at all. I knew that he played in Mexico City. I know he won a doubles title here in Mexico City about 30 years ago also. But I didn't know that he made quarterfinals of singles. So right now he has me beat, but I'll work on trying to tie his result in the next round.
Hi, Andres.